This is State House Week. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. Next year's state budget has been approved by the State House and is now on its way to the Senate. The roughly $8 billion spending plan includes $150 million to begin shoring up the state's pension program and $82 million to cover cleanup costs from Hurricane Matthew, with a special $700,000 for the hard-hit Marion County town of Nichols. As usual, the biggest budget item is public education. Lawmakers okayed $100 million for upgrading school buildings in poor districts and an additional $38 million to raise the amount the state spends to teach each student by $50. House members also voted to fire the director of the Department of Public Safety by eliminating the position from the budget. Some members claim that Director Leroy Smith is mismanaging the agency, which oversees the Highway Patrol and State Transport Police. Columbia Democrat Todd Rutherford led the effort in the House.
Today, the House took a vote of no confidence, and we'll send that vote to the Senate. We struck his salary from the budget. We send that vote over to the Senate, and we hope that the governor takes recognition of this.
The governor's office says McMaster continues to support Smith, who serves in a cabinet-level position, and in a statement, Smith said he was disappointed in the House's action. Affecting state spending is the House's way of signaling its position on policy matters. The body is also deleting funding for the John D. LaHouse School for at-risk students. 2 years ago, House members voted to shut down SC State University, which ultimately led to a new governing board for the college. The road funding bill continues its fast track through the legislature. The Senate Finance Committee this week passed a bill which would eventually increase funding for state roads by about $800 million a year. The bill would raise the state's gas tax by 12 cents per gallon, up to 28 cents over the next 6 years. But as the bill heads to debate on the Senate floor, familiar arguments are threatening to slow down its progress. Some Republicans in the Senate are again insisting that in return for supporting a gas tax hike, the bill must continue to restructure the state DOT commission by moving more authority over DOT from the legislature to the governor. Other Republicans want to see an income tax cut accompany the gas tax increase. Most Democrats favor a so-called pure funding bill. Beaufort Republican Tom Davis, whose filibusters in past years on behalf of DOT reform have held off passage of a gas tax hike, feels the need for the road funding is so strong this session, the reform component will finally be accepted by the Senate.
I don't think it's going to be pushed down the road any further. I think this is the year we get reform. I think this is the year we have a Department of Transportation and a state infrastructure bank that is truly accountable to the people. I think this is the year when we get reform done. So I'm optimistic. I'm not going into this pessimistically.
But Senate Democrats say DOT restructuring and income tax relief shouldn't compete with finding money to fix roads. Lexington's Nikki Setzler.
I can tell you, I've heard from my constituents and the people of South Carolina, they want their roads fixed. They haven't been talking about restructuring, and they hadn't been talking about tax relief.
Orangeburg Democrat John Matthews is blunt about the bill's chance of passage if it also contains income tax relief.
And I promise you, if you put the taxes in there, it's dead.
So it appears again this year the fate of a road funding bill will hang in the balance in the Republican-controlled Senate. A bill to force independent election committees to publicly disclose their donors and how they spend their money, the so-called dark money bill, is stuck in a Senate subcommittee, putting its chances of passage this year in doubt. State House Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney.